Hi, Agnes here. You're listening to Two Queers, Five Books, a podcast that has sprouted from the soil of another podcast, Two Queers, Four Questions. Ezra and I are moving through the annual cycle of Torah readings week by week, taking turns with each parsha, wrestling with the text, dancing with it, flirting with it, arguing. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy. Lech Lecha. I wanted it to be about an inward journey. Lech Lecha was my parsha, many years ago, when I was 13. God speaks to Abraham seemingly out of nowhere and says, go to yourself, go inward, leave your land, your birthplace, and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And Abraham goes. It's a story about listening to an inner voice and entering the unknown. It's a story about an idiosyncratic individual, a visionary, an artist. I confess that I always liked that I could think of this as my story. But this week I can't read it as a story of an individual. I can't help reading it as a story about land. God appeared to Avram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And the Lord said to Avram, send out your eyes and look from the place where you are, there to the north and south and to the east and west, for all the land that you see to you I will give, and to your descendants for all time. Rise, walk yourself around the land to its length and to its width, for to you I will give it. As readers of Torah, we read with, against, around the text. There are, as they say, 70 faces to the Torah, which is to say its dimensions are countless. To read this as a text about political Zionism is a very narrow read. The modern state of Israel is only as old as Abraham was when we first meet him here. Israel is a blip in the context of the long life of this text. I have always read the biblical idea of a promised land and the idea of Zion as expressed in Jewish tradition as a horizon, an image to orient us, but which had little to do with a place where I might ever choose to live. But something about the pain of the last few weeks and the ongoing assaults on Gaza and the West Bank makes me want to lean into the hurt. This parsha is not in people's minds when they tell the story of the modern state of Israel. I think that that is part of our task, to look at and learn from the parts of ourselves we might otherwise want to hold at a distance. Lech Lecha is full of promises. Promises of children, of future nations, of land. I am the God who brought you out of Ur Kasdim to give you this land as a possession, l'rishta. To give your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. And I give you and to your descendants the land you have been dwelling in, all the land of Canaan, as an eternal holding, achuzah. Achuzah, property. Rishta, from Yarash, to seize, dispossess, take possession of, inherit, disinherit, occupy. I find myself so deeply resistant to the idea of land. And I don't think it's just because of the news. I don't think it's because of the modern state of Israel. I don't think it's because America, too, is a colonial power. What is land? A promise of security? An antidote to spiritual homelessness? Do we need a land to become a people? Aren't there other ways to find security? Community, care, neighborhood, mutual aid? And spiritual homelessness. More and more I find myself resistant to the idea that a sense of longing is something to be resolved, a problem that needs to be fixed. Longing isn't a problem, it's human. Longing doesn't get in our way, it's constitutive of who we are. Avram needs a land, presumably because he has left his father's house and the place of his birth. But I look around at the world and some part of me feels that the very idea of land as something to be possessed and passed down is itself unredeemable. What is wrong with being a wanderer, with a perpetual becoming? I feel my own transness as a perpetual becoming. Joy Ladin has written beautifully about this idea. And my Judaism, like my transness, makes a home in motion, in diaspora. We make a home in homelessness. Why should I want land? Another word struck me this week. It was a word I wasn't sure I understood. God says to Avram, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make great your name, and you will be a blessing. I will bless your blessers and brush off your cursers, and all the families of the earth will bless themselves in you. What exactly is a blessing? Tony Kushner built his play Angels in America on a reading of blessing that he attributes to Harold Bloom. A blessing, he says, is another word for more life. The play ends with this idea, as articulated by Pryor, who is HIV positive and has become a kind of prophet. This disease will be the end of many of us, but not nearly all, and the dead will be commemorated and will struggle on with the living, and we are not going away. We won't die secret deaths anymore. The world only spins forward. We will be citizens. The time has come, and I bless you, more life. A while back, one of the rabbis at my shul, Rabbi Panitz, gave an agricultural gloss on the word. A blessing is a kind of grafting. You cut a branch from one tree and make it grow onto another, or you bend a vine and plant the bent and broken end into the soil so that it roots and springs forth as a new plant entirely. At the heart of the word is an image of kneeling, bending, of hollowing out. I have felt myself feeling quite broken this week, quite hollowed out. I am finding myself in need of blessings. So how am I reading land in this parsha about land, when the word itself seems beyond redemption? How am I reading blessings in a parsha about blessings, when the world feels so broken, so unholy? Maybe what has been breaking inside me these weeks is a certain sense of imaginative possibility. I find myself locked into an imagination of despair. A blessing is a different kind of breaking. A blessing can snap our imaginations and replant us in the soil, can sever the branches and graft them to a different, a living trunk. A blessing can hurt. It can invite us to grow. In this week of devastating violence and grotesque dehumanization, I find myself angry at the idea of land, pained at the way the modern state of Israel seems to dominate what I am permitted to imagine of nationhood, of security, of belonging. The blessing I am calling down is a blessing that breaks open my imagination, that allows me to dream towards something I have maybe never allowed myself to dream since it seemed so impossible. I dream not of a Jewish state. I dream of a land full of people, of neighbors, of favors, of kids running around, of flirtations and quick phone calls and shared kitchen implements and can you feed the cats this weekend. I dream of a land with history, a land dwelled in with respect. A land without displacement, imprisonment, segregation, violence, control. A land of reciprocity, care, mutuality, difference, right relation, peace. One of God's names, after all, is Makom, place. We all must leave our father's houses, the worlds and words we have inherited. May we be blessed to graft the branches of the words our fathers gave us onto different trees. New visions, new life.